need one more. I just 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 need one more. You don't pick up from where I said, okay. Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Told on my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet. Cause I'm just trying to get a quick check. Then rest with my face in between. Cause what? We got lights. We got camera. You know we all about that action. It's your boy, Son of the Waves. This is What's the Wave. What's going on? Thank y'all for tuning in. Every Wednesday, whether you're watching, listening, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you're listening, thank y'all for the support. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Tell your auntie, because this is her favorite podcast. Can't lie about that. But we got a great one today. I got another shit talker in the building. I got another person who ain't afraid to hold back and is a great, great, established businesswoman out here in the city of Vallejo. We have First Lady in the building. Hey. What's going on?
What's up?
How you living?
I'm cool.
I'm about to say, I know it's a little rainy today. You feel me? A little gloomy outside, but it seems like you're having a great morning, so I'm glad to have you on the podcast.
Yeah, it's cool. I hate the rain, but
right.
It's my window.
Would you rather have that or that heat wave?
I'll take the heat.
I'm with you, see? I'm with you.
I'll take the heat.
Yeah, over the rain. I'm about to say, I'd rather be outside
than all day.
Facts.
Yes, facts. Definitely.
But we have a great episode lined up. I'm going to get into some current events. I have a multi-talented mogul in the presence right now.
Oh,
so
Lord.
I didn't do my due diligence on my research because I was like, you know, the first brand I wanted to promote you as, like I said, the hairstylist and all your hair things you got going on.
He thought I was one of them.
I thought wrong, y'all. Because she came in and was like, hey, so we're not going to talk about this? You ain't going to talk about that? And I just, oh, rapid fire. And we're going to get into it now. So thank you, First Lady. Thank you for checking me. Thank you for checking me. Because everybody need to be checked sometimes. So
I like that.
And we keep it real here on What's the Wave. So let's get into it. As I told you before, we've been here at West Wave, we've been doing campaigns every month. You know, we had a Black History Month February, a multi-talented January. Now we're into September. This year's been going fast. So September, the start of fall season. So I asked my guests, what do you fall on as far as personally and professionally? Because you are a brand, but you're a person at the end of the day. You're a woman. So we all need to depend on certain people or certain things that we can, you know, have in those times of need. Mm-hmm. Can you speak to a couple of those?
Well, as a person, I fall on authenticity.
I like that.
And I think that is very important as a woman, or as women in general, for us to have our own identities. You know, history shows that women have always been pushed to the back, and men have always been pushed to the forefront, which there's nothing wrong with that. To a certain extent, it's like I just don't let anybody dim my light. I am who I am. I'm authentic. This is who I am. If you don't like me, okay.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Right. It's I'm not mad at you.
On to the next. And if I'm not your cup of tea, that's fine. But it's like I do demand my respect, respectfully and disrespectfully. I think that is just me as a businesswoman and me being out there and people knowing who I am. I think that it's important for me to be as authentic as possible because it's somebody that's looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
It's some little girl or teenager or maybe a woman that's my age that's looking at me like I want to be that.
Absolutely.
So it's important to stand on who you are and what you are and to present yourself in your true light. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you nothing that I haven't done, and I'm not going to tell you anything that I'm not currently doing, and I'm not going to tell you anything that I have not been through.
Talk about it. That's real. I mean, just I like the way you took that question to that aspect of not even in the sense of it has to be a noun, like a person, place, or thing that you fall on, but just authenticity, whether it be in yourself or in others. Like that's so amazing. I love that. I love to hear that. Maybe with the brand, do you feel the same way? Or I always say, you know, Rio is a big part of What's the Wave. Like I said, that's my partner in crime right now. Anybody kind of in your team circle as far as business-wise, do you feel like you can rely on? Or maybe even is a supplier, an equipment person, anything like that?
Definitely. Like, I do have a few mentors. And
talk
I know
about it.
I know a lot of people are out here like, oh, I did it by myself. I'm grinding by myself. Mm-hmm. And it's like, even I was one of those people. Well, it's like, oh, I don't need nobody. But it's like, when you get to a place to where you're trying to elevate, but you don't know where to go, and there's certain things that you cannot figure out on your own because you have not been through them. So I do have a few mentors. My main mentor is Meek University. Her name is Tamika Young.
She got the little thing on. I pass by that shit every day. Meek, come on, holla at me. Come on, I pass by your shop every day on my way to work, girl. Come on, let's run something up.
That is my main mentor. I do have two other mentors, and they are, one is a hairstylist and very successful hairstylist, and another one is a barber, very successful barber. I'm not gonna mention them because they kind of like low key people, but they're not really into the whole social media thing.
Shout out to y'all though. Shout out to y'all for real.
But those are the three people that I primarily lean on for as my business. Far as outside world, I have my cousins. And it's maybe like five or six of us. We're just about the same age. We're a few months apart, and we're like this.
Locked in.
And I just see on social media how much people complain about their family and how they don't support them. And it's like, I don't have that. I can't relate.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have my sisters. We was raised as sisters. And our family made sure that we was raised as sisters. Like, y'all cousins, but y'all sisters first.
Exactly.
You know, y'all support each other. Y'all protect each other. Y'all have each other back. So on the outside, like, yeah, that's my team. Whatever I want to do, I put it in the group chat. Like, hey, y'all, I want to jump off the Eiffel Tower. They're like, let's go.
Real ones. Real ones. The real friends going to be like, let me go first.
No.
Yeah, you're going to have to follow me up. Now you're going to let me go first.
Seriously.
I got you.
Seriously. And knowing that you have that backing, you know, besides my immediate family, you know, like my husband and my kids and my mom and stuff like that. But really having people that you can really talk to and be your true authentic self.
Absolutely.
I can put anything in the group chat and it's going to come back real, raw. It might hurt your feelings, but it's going to come back.
It might hurt your damn feelings, but you know that's what you need to hear.
But that helps that helps me in my journey.
Yes.
And it's like, you have to have a network of people. You cannot do this shit. You cannot do it by yourself.
Please let them be known. Here at What's the Way, we always trying to build a team, and I feel like everybody needs a team around them. Business-wise or personally, it takes a village to raise a child. Same thing, it takes a village to make sure everybody is good in that circle. But that's so great to hear, because I love the word that you use, mentor. I feel like those type of terms get lost in our community because we are scared to show love to somebody who we feel, because it makes them feel like they're above us.
Yeah.
Like even the term big bro, that's my big bro. Like that's my homie. That's the homie. But he showed me, he didn't gave me game. People find that weird or anything. So claiming somebody as your mentor, yes, they mentored me. They showed me something I didn't know. That's a very mature, you feel me, thing that I'm glad you echoed and could show to people, because pridefulness,
I was just about to say that. Pride is hard. To do with pride.
Everybody has a lot of pride.
And it is like, even if you are the type of person that's like, because we do have people, okay, who, Jay-Z. Jay-Z would be nothing without the path that he has been on. Mm-hmm. So he would be nothing without Dame. Mm-hmm. He'll be nothing without The Rock. Mm-hmm. He'll be nothing without Beyonce, because we wouldn't know Jay Steele if it was.
You feel me?
If it wasn't for Beyonce.
And on that level. Exactly. So,
it's like, you cannot do this. I'm not, Jay-Z, call me. But but for real, like, everybody who you pick up along your path is supposed to be people of substance.
Yes.
If it's not, if you're picking, can we cuss on here? You're picking up bullshit,
that's what you're going to smell like.
That's what's going to reflect. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm very picky with who I let in, because like I said, I do have a tight network of people where I don't have to let anybody in. Mm-hmm. But in certain aspects, it's like, I'm on this entrepreneurship journey. I need to let entrepreneurs in.
Absolutely.
That you have to surround yourself with what you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you cannot call your mentor crying, like, I don't know what to do. I just, that's not a mentor.
I'm about to say, if they don't pick up, then what they,
That's not a mentor.
Man, that's so real. I'm glad you framed that in the light that you did. That was beautiful. But we're going to keep it rolling. Shout out to September. Please comment below. What do you fall on personally, professionally, in your day-to-day life, outside your work life? Come on, please let us know here at What's Wave. Go ahead and comment that below. But let's get into something that's affecting all of us, personally and professionally. Mm-hmm. Inflation. Woo. We talked about it before. Yesterday's price is not today's price.
It's not.
Here at What's the Wave, you know, we've been discussing, you feel me? Like I said, if you got $40 in an hour on a Sunday, call me, pull up. We could do something. But you are a service brand. Well, many of them now, mm-hmm. I should say, definitely for sure. How do you work that balance of knowing your worth, but also not feeling like you were ripping off the client or the customer? Because it's definitely a balance. That's why I like to use that word in that sense. Because you ain't gonna charge no bullshit because you don't provide no bullshit. Mm-hmm. So how do you kind of navigate that?
Well, to me, to a certain extent, there's really no such thing as a ripoff. You're going to pay for what you want to pay for. Mm-hmm. Prime example. Okay. It probably costs Gucci or Louis Vuitton, maybe, $15 to make the purse that you rock.
Right.
And then what, how much did they turn around and sell it for?
About $500.
Thousands.
Oh, I'm not sorry. Thousands. Sorry, purse game. Sorry for the purse shoppers. Yeah, thousands.
They sell it for thousands. Mm. So you mean to tell me that you're going to make this for $15
and have a 1500% markup?
And me as a service brand, I'm here. I'm in your face. I'm walking you through this process. I'm giving you exactly what you asked for. Mm-hmm. And I'm willing to go above and beyond to give you what you asked for. I'm a ripoff.
Talk about it. That's what we're here for. Talk about it.
It's no such thing. Mm-hmm. Knowing your worth, it's definitely a standard. Mm-hmm. I've definitely been taught by the best, like literally the best. Old school stylists that know how to use Marcelles. If anybody know what a Marcelle is, you put that in the stove and you heat it up. Most people use plugins. I'm not. But it's like sometimes you have to take it back to the basics. You have to know how to take it back to the basics, because knowing how to take it back to the basement to the basics means that you can be in any situation.
I mean, it's different when a baker can bake anything from scratch. You feel like it sets yourself apart.
That box might be fast,
right?
But what if they don't have any more? Mm-hmm. Then what you gonna do? You gonna miss out on that money, or you gonna go in that kitchen and pull out that flour and that sugar and them eggs and that whisk, and you gonna
know how to cook it up
because you know how. Fundamentals. You know the basics. Mm-hmm. So once you know the fundamentals of any business that you're in, or whatever service industry you in, that's how you know how to price yourself. Mm-hmm. I would never price myself high on a service that I'm not familiar with. But I'm also going to let my client know, girlfriend, I've never done that before, but I got you. I might discount it, but that's real though.
That's good communication as far as just the brand and to your customers and your audience. Mm-hmm. Because people out here, like I said, we was talking about clout before we even turned on the cameras. The money grab is real. People will do whatever for the money grab. We'll say, oh yeah, I could do that, and give you some bullshit. Do you see the tattoos these motherfuckers be getting? When they say your homie could tat or an upcoming new tattoo artist.
But there's also a difference between charging what you're worth and charging based upon how many followers you have.
Talk about that. That's real.
That's what a lot of people don't talk about.
You got the backing, you got the following, you have a certain amount of numbers on your page. Mm-hmm. But the quality is not there.
I have over 6,000 followers, and I've kind of been in that spot for a while. I've grown with, you know, my mentorship and stuff like that. My following has grown. But it's like you can have 30, 40,000, 100,000 followers, but it's like, who are those followers?
Oh, exactly.
And basing your prices on based upon a following that's not real? Because Instagram's not real.
It's not. It's not. Like I said, we were talking about that. We was going in before. This shit is not real. Remember that, y'all. Use it, but this shit not real.
It's not real. So it's like I said, you have to. Me, I could take it back to the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. I know about hair care. Mm-hmm. I know about your scalp. And when I see something, I'm like, you need to go to the doctor. This is this. This is that. Yeah. Are you drinking your water? Are you taking your vitamins? That's I know real. Black women have a sufficiency in vitamin D. So your edges, you losing your edges, but not because your styles are too tight, but maybe because you haven't.
Your diet
and vitamin D.
And it's so crazy just here. Like, you just opened my perspective. Just like I said, just about the quality of a service and how it can impact the other areas of your life. You thinking I don't want to do your hair because it's dirty? No, I can't solve that problem.
Or it's not even because that's another thing about the whole, oh, come washed and blow dry. What a lot of people don't know is per state board, you cannot wash hair if you do not have a license. You cannot manipulate natural hair out of its natural state if you do not have a license.
When didn't anybody tell anybody about this? I never knew that was a, okay. Let me move it on, because that's going to be my next question.
Okay.
Just as far as the hair shit, because we're going to get into it. As a man, I get it. Barbers are charging crazy prices, this and that, and the other will do it. But at the end of the day, I'm getting a lineup, a fade, this and that. I'm not asking them to wash, braid, twist. I either like it or I don't. It's a little bit more limited. Y'all have a way expansive catalog as far as when it comes to the hairstyling aspect. Mm-hmm. But then again, you're dealing with all different types of hair. You're not just dealing with black women. You're dealing with people with different grades of hair, mm-hmm. Different cleanliness of hair. So please talk about, and what I see a lot is all the bad shit that gets on the internet.
Right.
A hairstylist charging $50 to come press, wash. Like, yeah. Okay, I get it. What is doing too much as a person who's ignorant to the fact of all of that?
Okay.
What is doing too much as far as, I guess, from your perspective as a hairstylist? Asking for it, but you got to come with XYZ, and I'm not dealing with none of that. But what's not enough? Like, of course, you know,
okay,
you could do something for somebody, but you can't do anything.
You can't do everything.
So
yeah,
speak to that.
You definitely have those clients, and to go back to what you said with inflation, everything has to go up. So knowing your worth, especially with the service base of doing hair, right now everything is up for us.
Everything.
The beauty supplies. So how that goes is the beauty supplies. They have a distributor. The distributor buys from the brand. So if the brand is up, that means the price from the distributor is going to be up. And the beauty supplies pass that cost on to us.
Yeah, everybody gets
so
taxed.
So everything is up at least about $1, $2 at the beauty supply right now.
Ooh.
That doesn't
make
sound
a difference.
Like
it
a
make
lot,
a difference.
But it makes a difference.
When you're buying in bulk?
Hmm. Especially when you used to go into the beauty supply, busting down, spending $60, $70, maybe even $100. Now that's maybe about $150, $160. So guess what? You have to pass that cost on to your customers.
Exactly.
So it's like
trickle down effect.
So it's not that we doing too much. Mm-hmm. It's just that in order for me to make money, and why am I not allowed to make money to make it affordable for you when this is my profession, this is my business. So if my product's going up, your price is going to go up. So it's not doing too much. What's doing too much is you want me to go above and beyond what you're willing to pay.
Yes. Okay. That's a good way to frame it.
That's doing too much is.
That's a good way to frame it.
If I tell you that I don't, me as a service provider, I do not wash hair before I braid. I'm not going to spend 4 hours straight, usually with no breaks, in your head braiding, and then you want me to add an hour service on top of that. I'm not willing to do that.
Right.
But if you pay me, yes. But that's not a service that's required for braids. You
that's
are to
valid.
Come washed and blow dry. Mm-hmm. Now that's what I charge.
That's it, exactly.
That's me.
Yeah.
But when it comes to doing too much, is when
what,
you come.
What have you seen other stylists ask for that's not in your realm that's doing too much? Like.
Okay.
Because like you said, you're not washing hair. That's a standard. That's a boundary. Cool. But. Does she got to come washed and pre-pressed too? Like, damn. Like, I feel like that's... I know flat ironing somebody's hair don't take 30 minutes.
But again, that comes with the scope of are you licensed or not? Because somebody who's not licensed is not allowed to use a hot tool in your head.
It's a lot of... See, that's a whole nother segment. The licensing... So you got to have a license to use hot tools, to wash...
Sharp objects.
So that's the
sanitation.
Cut.
Sanitation.
That's a clean.
Mm-hmm.
That's both. I thought
to
you just
use,
could.
To use chemicals.
That's a permanent. Damn, that's five different shits to do anything.
In the state of California, and maybe in other states, you can hire people to come and wash hair. That's licensed. You can have a shampoo license. But in the state of California, unless you're braiding or only doing weaves or putting a wig on.
You got to have license for everything.
You have to have license.
That's crazy. See, man, I'm so glad I brought you on. Because like I said, you blowing my mind with that. So it makes sense why.
So it's not doing too much.
Right.
I'm just doing what's in my scope of work.
Yes.
That's
yes.
all that
it's
I can
all,
do.
It's all context. It's all context. And I love that. Because everything is. Not everybody can provide everything. And now we know the reasons for it. People be thinking a stylist is being petty. Or they just being an asshole.
Trying
or they
to get
just,
money.
Or they just trying to do a money
which,
scheme.
Duh, I'm in business. I'm supposed to try to get money.
Come on now. But, that's what we're here for.
I mean, but what's doing too much is if you book me, say you book me for a quick weave. That's a glue install, right? And that comes with the wash service. That's about $150. But you did not tell me that you went to Shaniqua down the street, mm-hmm. and she put glue in your hair and you can't get it out. So now, instead of me spending that 2 hours on your head, which means I have somebody right after this right. appointment, now I'm spending 4 or 5 hours on your head because guess what? I have to get that glue out of your head.
And now you're missing out on future money or you're ruining future
now
clientele.
Now this client is not happy.
Salty. They cancel maybe.
You know what I do? As soon as I see your hair and it's not to where it's supposed to be or just like me starting at the bases, I let you know, girlfriend, I got a client at 4:30. You have to get up when she comes. And you have to, I have to service you in between now because now you've inconvenienced me. Mm-hmm. Am I still going to do your hair? Yes. But just let me know what I'm up against so that you don't have to hit me with the, you're unprofessional, you're lazy. Like, no.
Oh,
this is a business. I'm running on time. Because the doctor's office lets you know, oh, you checked in, but your doctor's running 15 minutes late.
In different businesses, are viewed differently, like you said, because you're a beauty brand or this and that. Oh, she could cater to me. She could take an extra 15 minutes. No.
The service industry, especially, I could say hair and barbering is the most disrespected profession.
I didn't know. Shout out to my boy, Vo. Vo's our, my boy TJ. He's a barber. And he was saying through COVID, the amount of, like, y'all are health and safety, like, the practices and everything y'all had to get certified and required for was extensive. Yeah. It wasn't just I could just cut people. No, it's y'all were dealing with standards that hospitals damn near would have to deal with. Like, that shit is crazy.
That is the standard.
Yeah, like legit. Yeah. Like,
that shit is the standard. That is the standard. And as a customer, yes, there's certain things that you're not supposed to know that. Right. I don't expect you to know that.
Right.
But if I'm explaining these things to you, why this service cannot happen or why this service went the way that it did or why I'm treating you the way I am, mm-hmm. you're supposed to understand.
I'm doing this professionally. I don't want to not do your hair or take care of you personally.
But nobody cares. What license you have, what license mm-hmm. you don't have, how clean you are. Nobody cares as long as they get what they want.
As long as they get their service.
The moment they don't get what they want, then you're unprofessional. Yep. I'm putting you
then
on TikTok.
Then they're
going
to bash you. I'm going to bash you.
But you did your research on me, evidently, because you booked an appointment. But now that I didn't give you what you wanted, when you wanted it.
Now, I went from Batman to the Joker. Okay, I see. I went from saving the day to ruining
it. That's
why
I say we are the most disrespected.
I believe it. And to kind of keep the wave kind of rolling as well, talk about now that we're millennials, we're in this digital age, how do you market yourself knowing all of that? You want to show the services you can provide. You want to set a certain standard for yourself. Like, hey, I provide this quality, but I ain't with no bullshit. How do you kind of market yourself in that aspect? Either social media wise or in person, when you're dealing with clientele, when you go to a pop-up, when you go to an event, how do you handle that?
That goes back to what I stand on, authenticity. I'm me.
Real I learned talk. Stay you. That's all you got to do.
I learned from my mentor, Tamika Young, like I said, people buy people first mm-hmm. and product second. And I didn't even know that I was already living in that aspect prior to meeting her. And I had to really like self-reflect, like, dang, like I really have the same clientele. Like most of my clients, they've been with me since I was in my granny house, since I was in my mom's house.
Years.
They've been with me. If you know about Bella Vista, you know Bella Vista was a trap. And people have been with me for years and I have sustained that clientele being who I am.
Those genuine relationships, like,
but
you
said,
also
have to have boundaries.
And if it's a genuine relationship, people gonna respect them at the end of the day. So.
Exactly.
I love it. I'm glad to see that everything comes down to that bottom line. Like, it's not a bunch of glitz and glam or you feel me, whole bunch of twirls and whirls. All this little, you feel me, extra lights.
I'm not doing all of that. Who you see on social media is who you're gonna get.
Thank you.
I'm real. Do I have a Gucci bag? No.
Nah.
Do I drive a Benz? No, I drive something that's affordable for me and my kids. My kids can get around.
And watch us stunting that shit. You feel me?
Do I have the most magnificent shop? No, I don't. Why? Because economically, it's not what's in the scope of my business right now. And so that's who you're going to get far as my marketing. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm dropping business tips, because one, I've either learned them or two, I've been through them. So I'm not going to tell you anything that I have not mm-hmm. been through. I've been through this. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm going to tell you the real. So far as my marketing, like me, I'm a funny, goofy, anybody that knows me, like I talk my shit all day.
And that's who you are.
I don't care if you are Jolly Green the Giant.
Come on.
Sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down, Goofy.
Goofy. Stupid head ass.
Stupid green bee head ass.
Green head ass.
Hey, and that's why I love you here, because here at What's the Wave, we try to do the same thing. I know I'm son of the wave. I'm Dylan at the end of the day. Like, yeah. You feel me? I'm the same person on and off camera, at work, at home, on the playground, in the field, wherever we at, we the same people. So I love to hear that you stand on that authenticity. Matter of fact, we'll take it from the marketing. We'll branch it off. So you said you use kind of the hair brand to start off, and that's the umbrella. But you've had a lot of things fall from that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Wait. For one, list them off. Let the people know. List them off. So we got the laundry service.
I guess.
That's one. So if y'all need some, can we drop it off? Y'all come pick it up?
Yeah. So you book online. It's the cleaning lady. LADEE. So okay. The cleaning lady.
The cleaning lady.
Because you know I'm first lady. Everything shout out first lady.
Shout out lady.
You go ahead and you book online. And I come and I pick it up. Mm-hmm. Me or one of my employees come and pick it up. And the pickup and the delivery is free. Mm-hmm. We pick it up, wash it, sanitize it. Any detergent that you need, we already have it. Mm-hmm. We wash it, fold it, give it back to you. Drop it off at your doorstep. Ring the doorbell. We here.
Easy. That's just one. Another one.
I also clean Airbnbs and businesses.
Talk about. I was going to get into it. So now we clean the clothes. Now we clean the houses. What's that called? Come on.
It's just a part of the cleaning lady.
Shout out, cleaning lady.
I've also used that cleaning business to tap into government contracting. With the government contracting, I go on the state website or the federal website and I look for laundry services. Mm-hmm. Because like the Department of Justice or the fire department or the police department, they need somebody to come and wash their uniforms.
Facts.
So I bid on those contracts and then, you know.
And then, you feel me?
Pick them up, wash them, fold them, take them back.
Hold on. What else we got? We got the boutique. Let's talk about the boutique now.
Okay. I have Ladies First Boutique. L-A-Y-D-E-E.
First Boutique.
It's a contemporary women's boutique. I have plus size. I have shoes. I have clothes. It also incorporated my hair products. I have a best-selling edge control, best-selling hair oil that I make myself. I have accessories, anything that you need. It's a one-stop shop.
You're wearing a lot of hats right now. I love it. You're wearing a lot of hats. And last but not least, because I always say there's money out here to be made. You just got to go find it.
Definitely.
Which clearly First Lady doing, so I don't know what y'all doing. Pallet flipping. She just put me on this world. Like, I'm finna start hustling. Pallet flipping. How that yes. work?
Okay, so pallet flipping is when a big corporation either has too much merchandise that they can't sell, or they're going out of business. Mm-hmm. So they sell their unwanted items to liquidation companies. So the liquidation company packages, puts it into a pallet, and then they say, hey, you could get $1,500 worth of merchandise for $500.
Ooh.
There may be like, the MOQ is $3 per piece.
Right.
So it's like so if you're buying each item for three, I don't know if those numbers made sense, but y'all get what I'm saying.
Hopefully they
but
do.
If you're getting each item for $3, you look at the retail price. I mean, however price is just do it a little bit under the retail price, mm-hmm. People feel like you're getting a deal, which they are still getting a deal, but you're able to make money.
The retail is $6, you sell it for $5.
You're still making your money
back. Still making your money back.
Yeah, so I just set up my Amazon shop, so that I'm about to be tapping into that bag.
Plug that. What's the Amazon shop?
I don't even have a name for it. I lied.
LADEE.
It is First Lady.
First Lady.
Yeah, it is First Lady.
LADEE.
I don't know why that just slipped my mind. Yeah, it is First Lady Official. That is my Amazon shop, and then Amazon also has Amazon business to business. So say you wanted to sell your microphone equipment to another business that needed it, you would be a business selling to the business and Amazon pays you for doing it.
Man, come, this is easy. See,
it's
come,
really
come
easy.
Shop here, like I said, because it's homegrown. The dollar stays in our community.
Definitely.
This is what y'all need to do. I feel definitely. Like if and I hope y'all paying attention to maybe write some shit down. Because if we all apply this, and the majority of us apply it in our own space, just watch how we could turn Vallejo from a bankrupt city to the biggest
definitely.
Hub in the Bay Area, man. I'm telling you,
and
man.
Then if you also have your business credit established in order, you could go to the business credit websites, which is Uline, Quill, Granger, fulfill the needs that you see on Amazon business to business. Mm-hmm. You order it on a net 30 account. They give you 30 days to pay it off. So that means you need to get on Amazon and hustle these products that's in need. You pay your invoice and take the profit from it.
Man, I about to say niggas don't know about that net 30. Niggas don't know about that net 30. I'm learning a little bit more just because the club, because you feel me? But you feel me? We on. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you for dropping those gems for one.
Yeah, definitely.
And we definitely, we might have another 3-4 episodes just about each business. Like, this shit is real. This shit is beautiful. We going to keep it going, though. I got to hit you with this rapid wave segment. It's been a hit. I love all the responses I've been getting from a lot of my guests. And you being a very authentic person.
Definitely.
I can't wait to see what you stand on. Okay. So, I got about, like I said, 8-9 questions I just want to throw at you.
Okay, come on.
You could answer this off the rip. If you want to simmer on it, that's fine with me. Okay, first one. As a kid, was you a cheeseburger kid, chicken nugget kid?
Cheeseburger.
That's my dog right there.
With the barbecue sauce.
Okay, we'll keep it in the food realm. You choosing? It's a Saturday.
All right.
You finna go get some In-N-Out or some Chick-fil-A? I know, depend the mood, but just in general,
So Chick-fil-A is all through the week. I ain't gonna lie, breakfast. I need their breakfast with a frosted coffee. Y'all know about them frosted coffees.
That sound manny. I'm not a coffee person. That sound good though. That sound cool though.
I'm a coffee junkie, but okay. Frosted coffee, Chick-fil-A, yeah. So I gotta get In-N-Out on Saturday.
Look, I got you. In-N-Out Saturday, every other day, Chick-a-Flick. Okay. with the girls, you rather go out to brunch or you rather go to the club?
Brunch.
Because
club, we acting crazy. I'm not going to lie. We standing on the
table. I like day drinking too. Yeah, I like cool. Brunch.
Yeah, but we standing on the tables, on the couches.
Oh, you be with them.
Yeah. Like
it's lovely.
No, you got that swag. Like, that's lovely.
That's section, yeah. Bottles, I'm the bottle girl.
I'm not going if I got to stand up. I'm not going.
That's real.
I'm not going.
That's such a standard. Oh,
we buy our own sections too.
Okay, with that being said, and this is also in general. Heels or sneakers?
Sneakers.
All day, every day?
What?
Oh, you're not the heel lady? First lady, but last for the heels. We already know.
If anybody know me, you walk in my shop, yeah, I got Crocs on.
Ooh, that's real. That's real. I mean, you got to work comfortably for sure.
Yeah. I'm a sneakerhead, though.
This is a little bit more random. Peanut butter, smooth or crunchy?
Crunchy.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Shout out crunchy peanut butter.
Who just want a bunch of cream in their mouth?
You gotta have some texture, something. Come on, a little bit of texture. As far as cartoons, I always give at least some type of millennial 90s baby type of question. And a lot of people have been fucking with Nickelodeon. So Nickelodeon, your favorite Nickelodeon cartoon?
Susie Carmichael.
Oh, Rugrats.
Oh God. Rugrats. Wait. That's Rocko's Rugrats. Modern Life.
Oh. Yeah, that's a real one. Okay.
My shit. I could watch that all day and night.
All day, every day. I had, like I said, shout out Coach Bracey. He was like, Cousin Skeeter, off tops. You feel me? Oh, little shit like that.
But you said cartoon.
I said cartoon, though. I did.
Hey, know. Arnold, for sure.
Woogie, woogie, woogie. You already know.
I'm not about to.
If you could bend any element, water, fire, earth, or air, what would you be able to bend as far as, like, control?
Fire.
May I ask why?
Because I'm just like the fire under everybody's ass.
You just love to just hide somebody.
Fire.
Okay.
Like, okay, yeah, you bitch talking shit. Hold on.
I got that fire.
You don't want me going in my pocket.
You put out fingers.
Say something else.
Poom, poom.
Say something else.
I love it. I think, I have very few firebenders on here, but I like it. I like it a lot. I love sports, so I have to ask you this. Okay. If you could go pro in any sport, what would it be?
Basketball.
Oh, you was a hooper?
I wasn't a hooper.
But that's just
my best friend.
There it is.
Christina Hunter, she was like number one in the state of California. Like number three in her position.
Fucking
like,
ball.
She's raw as fuck.
Okay.
I always wanted to be her, low key. Like, I can't do the gym.
You're not a gym person. Nah, I feel that. You gotta be ready for that mentally.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Keeping it kind of in the world of hairstyling, do you have a favorite style you like to do? Maybe it could be the easiest, the fastest, the quickest,
really
or
like
just the
do
one that's
locks.
Most fun.
I really like to do locks.
Locks and twists, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really like to do locks. I love to do sew-ins. Like, I'm known for my sew-ins.
That's your bread
but
and butter.
Really, I really like to do freestyles. Like, I'm really like a stylist. So it's like, I could do anything you send me a picture of.
See, how often does that happen to where you have a client come up to you and just be like, I got to go to prom. Get me right.
It's not the same. It's not the same. Everything is not the same. Yeah. Like, everything is social media driven. So whatever's trending on social media, that's what people want.
Because I remember I used to be roasting females in high school. They used to have that little speed bump hump right here.
Hey, don't boop, do boop, me.
With
don't
the, with don't the, do with, me. With the ponytail.
That was my signature and the
swoop,
style.
And the swoop.
Signature.
That's it?
Signature.
You had the windbreaker with the swoop and the ponytail.
Don't do me.
Every... I'm just saying.
And I had the spikes in the back of the ponytail. Don't.
Oh, you was. Oh, you was going up.
I was doing my own hair.
That's lovely. Okay. Okay. Just wrap it so we're going to keep it going. Mm-hmm. Is there any person, famous, personally, dead or alive, you got to do their hair? You would love to style this one person. You can pick maybe two or three if you can't pick one. But that it's like that one person, I'd have her fucking slayed.
Well, I already do Maya's hair.
Oh.
I already do her hair.
That's official. Yeah. Shout out First Lady, because that's official, nigga.
I already do her hair. Somebody I think that I would just go crazy on.
Who just like, if she was like, hey, I got a show in Oakland, but I heard you dope.
Ooh.
And you was just like, I would drop anything right now.
Erykah Badu.
Ooh.
That is my...
Is she locked up right now?
No, she cut him off.
She okay.
But that is my spirit animal.
And you would just...
Erykah Badu?
You just, whatever.
Every client is canceled right now. I swear, I'll do our shit for free.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
Auntie Erica,
holla.
Please.
We know she watching, so you know, whenever you ready, you feel me. I know y'all watch What's the Way. Come holla at your boy. It's all love.
For Erica.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, and last one is going to be kind of a ranking system. I'm big on music as well, so I need your Mount Rushmore. So your top four albums or mixtapes.
Everybody sucks.
But you didn't. Do you grow up? You grew up listening to music.
Yeah, definitely.
So give me them couple albums you can always run back to. It don't got to be current. It could be old. It could be new. It could be outdated. It could be whatever.
So how many people I got?
I need four albums or mixtapes. Like, you feel me? Like, I pick.
Okay, Chris Brown, Boy in Detention.
That's one. Okay,
that mixtape.
Yeah. That's just
sleeping on. Okay. Everybody sleeps on Chris. Chris is
the one. I about to say Chris. He goaded. He goaded for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely heavy on, like I said, the Erykah Badu.
Okay.
I could listen to a whole album of her.
Do you have one particular, or just
every one of
okay.
them?
Okay, that's valid.
Just we're gonna
chop
person.
That up. Yeah, we're gonna chop that up.
Ari Lennox.
That's my baby. Don't say that. Shea Butter, baby. That's already off. That's the standard right now. That's my
Ari
baby.
Lennox. I gotta have five. Can I have five?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Kendrick. For sure, because he gonna make you think. Ooh. I like shit that makes me think.
Okay,
shit
very
that I can relate
yeah.
to. Mm-hmm. I don't have a Audemars Piguet. I don't got that.
Yeah.
So why am I listening to that?
Future and Rick Ross? I don't got that.
I don't
right
have
now.
That.
I'm not. I don't have a ranch.
I don't have a diamond chain.
Yeah, I don't have acres.
I don't have that.
We working on it though.
And my last one, it gotta be Blast.
That boy don't miss.
What?
That boy don't miss.
I was just blasting him outside in the car. I'm like, let me turn this down.
Nah, that boy don't miss. That's a good starting five.
I gotta have one more.
That's a good. Okay, who your sixth man? Who your sixth man?
Okay. It gotta be Drew Hill. Ooh. Tell me what you want.
Are you saying that? Okay, before.
Tell me what
clearly
you
we
mean.
Have two big fans of Halloween in the studio right now.
Oh, yeah.
And we got somebody who. I'm gonna expose you. Oh well, she's gonna be Cisco right now. So probably
that just so scandalous.
Oh, she read that. So is that the reason for the Drew Hill vote? Or that's
I just love Drew Hill.
That's what. Well, hey, she an authentic person.
Like,
so that's it's in or
the
not
harmony,
on her.
And they just stay. Them niggas
is
hanging.
Them niggas
be singing. I need the woo, all that shit.
All of it. I love it. I love it. Shout out Drew Hill, six man off the bench. So. That was beautiful. Thank you for that rapid wave segment.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was great. Quick shout out to my sponsors real quick. Kaya Clips. If y'all ladies need a roach clip, you feel me? Y'all spend way too much money on your nails to be burning them on a doobie. That's $80 nail set. That's a $15 blunt. Come on, get it right. That's what the Kaya Clips is here for. Go ahead. They sand it down if you smoke woods. You feel me? Ain't going to pinch you too crazy. And if you got long nails at the ATM, at the gas station, bow. Get your card out. Come on now. Stop asking some weirdos to help you out. We're going to take care of you. Shout out Kaya Clips. V2 Vintage Variation, always holding us down. We got some giveaways coming soon. So please, please, please stay frosty. Those are going to be rolling out quick, fast, and in a hurry. Oh, Become Cosmetics. Oh, I ain't gonna lie, I just got word. The rebranding is starting to come full circle, and a relaunch is finna happen very, very soon. So please, please stay tuned to What's the Wave, because we got some great product. Lip gloss, lip balm, lip scrub, everything for your lip essential oils, needs, all of that. Finna have that rolling out. And then, of course, Real Real Productions, man. You see the mic, you see the headphones, the lights, camera, action can't happen without Real Real. So if you need something stitched and sewed, holla at my boy. Video editing, point and shoot work. Come on, if you need your event covered and, you feel me, stitched up, it's going to be beautiful. Holla at my boy, Real Reels. Shit, if you need me, like I said, I can shoot a commercial for you too. Come on, we out here. But shout out to my sponsors. Always got to show them some love. Now, I got to shift gears to the sports segment. I asked beforehand, you got a sports team, you said you's a hooper. If you could go pro in any sport, it'd be the ball.
Yeah, definitely.
You feel me? So let's keep it on the hardwood. What's your hoop squad?
Ooh. I gotta have Magic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you give me starting five? Oh, I was just saying your favorite team, but
I need both now.
Nah, you started it up. Who's your, now give me your starting five. You went into it.
I gotta have Magic.
That's your boy?
He big, he can guard it, he gonna make the, he gonna do what I need him to do.
Yeah.
I gotta have Rondo, he little.
Ooh, that's 2 point guards now.
He gonna get in there. But you need somebody on the outside, you need somebody that can get in there.
That's true. Okay, okay. We got Magic, we got Rondo
of
on there.
Of course, we got Chef Curry.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I need him with
we
the
playing
shot.
Small ball. Well, I'm about to say Magic kind of big, so I like it, I like it.
Probably Draymond.
Just throw him on there, yeah.
For sure, because he the beast.
Okay, you need a big man, though. You got a small lineup,
right? I got Magic.
Now. But he a point guard. He handled the ball.
But he big.
Who you going to have handle the ball?
Big man to handle the ball?
Now, he is your big man to handle the ball, but you need a big man to guard the other big men. You feel me? You can't have all guards, but you got four of them. Well, we got three of them. You got Draymond. Draymond could guard anything, too, so I'll give you that.
What do Iguodala do? He do that, too, right?
Iguodala? Yeah.
Kind
of? Yeah, kind of. Yeah, he could guard. Out of five positions, he guard like the two guards, really. He could got like the one through three.
I guess I'd just throw Shaq in there. I love Shaq, though.
Yeah, you like, okay.
Okay, we're going to throw
Shaq. That's perfect. That's perfect.
Okay, Shaq. There we go.
I can respect that a lot. So we got Curry, Magic,
yeah,
Rondo, Dre.
Don't sleep on Rondo.
And Shaq Diesel. I would love to see that certified play.
I definitely need Allen on the side. I don't even want him on the side.
Why, why you want AI off the bench?
I don't even want. So that's why I'm like, that's I need like a starting six.
That's different. Okay, I feel it.
In the rotation.
I feel it. I feel it. I'm about to say, because we could do a whole squad.
That means it's too many great people out here.
And that's why
that's what that means. That's why I don't know how to choose starters. Too many great people.
That's why you only can have five of them. But it's good, though. Okay, okay. My actual favorite hoop team, though, right now.
I got to say the Warriors.
Clearly, I'm about to say she had two or three of them on her squad.
Yeah, I
got to
say the Warriors.
I mean, y'all reigning champs. Y'all chipped up.
But you can tell they got teamwork. They work together. There's no big eyes, no little U's. LeBron, he like raw, that. But he'll never work with us. Because it's all about LeBron when he's on the court. Okay. No, you can tell they're a team. They work together. Like, I'll pass it to you, pass it to you. You can tell, like, they get along. They like each other.
Okay. Any favorite football team? Oh, you don't watch football?
No, I don't really watch football.
That's fine. It's football Sunday, so you know, I always have football on. You feel me?
The only thing with football, like I could say, is hey, Marshawn.
Ah, come on, B Smoke. Come on, come. I'm about to say you. You only about 30 minutes away, brother. Come on, come fuck with What's the Way.
I can hear your hair.
She does twist, and that's one of her favorite styles. You heard it here first. You heard it here first, my guy.
That's the only thing I know about football, Marshawn. Hey, Marshawn.
I just have a funny story about Marshawn Lynch. Me personally, my first job worked Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, just like half of motherfucking Vallejo. One time he came in and I didn't recognize him. I'm working in the kiddie section. I'm working in Looney Tunes. So I'm working this Taz Swings. And I just never forget. He was like, I'm loading his people on. And then I'm loading him on. I didn't realize who he was. He like, bro, am I too big for this ride, blood? I was like, nah. And he literally had on all red, which is crazy too. I was like, nah, you good, bro. Boom, boom, strap him in. The ride going. The ride leaning a little bit towards him. Because that nigga like 250. You feel me? He a heavy dude. My coworker run up. He just, hey. I'm working the ride. He just, bro, you know that's Beast Mode? I just, huh? I look, nigga, that's Marshawn Lynch. I just, because he came in as a regular dude, no security, no nobody. He just came in, him and his fam.
He's authentic.
Next week, John Harbaugh came and he had whole security up. Shout out Marshawn, man, real one. Yeah. We're going to get him on. And we're going to make sure you get to his own.
He's here for the segment.
talk about it. We're going to drop it. I'm going to send this to him today.
Let's drop that in there.
It's good. It's good. He already watching, though, so it's whatever. But let's get into it, because this is one of my favorite segments, and I call it the story arc. I'm an anime fan. I grew into anime. I didn't grow up watching it, but now that I'm adult, I love story arcs. I love to see everybody come full circle, come around the start, the hurdles, the ups and downs, and the finish. So now I'm going to hit you with that. Give me the origin story. Give me that first, like, hey, you know, it was a conversation, and then it got built into a plan, and then we put it in motion. And it could be just on the hairstylist front, because I know that's the big umbrella. But you can even touch on the other little brands and how those kind of trickle down from that. So just give me the origin story. Was it a person just being like, you should do that? Was it just something like, hey, I'm good at braiding hair, let me try to make some money? Give me that origin story.
Well, I've been doing hair literally, I could say like 9, 10 years old. Mm-hmm. My first paid client, it was $40. I remember it's my mom's coworker's daughter. Mm-hmm. $40. I was 12. After that, it just, I always like sold.
Shit, been a
always
hustler.
Like sold candy, or I used to make salami sandwiches, sell them at school. I used to sell Swishers at school.
It's just a hustler. First lady is just a hustler at nature. That's what y'all need to know.
Me. That's just always been me. And then I got out on my own. Well, I left the house at 17. I was just kind of like out there, like 19, I got my own place. I was working at Macy's. I've always done hair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I started at Kmart. I was doing loss prevention there. Then I moved up to Macy's. They paid more.
Got you.
Now I'm in my own place. I'm living in Richmond, Bella Vista. If y'all know, then shout you know.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Shout out to right off the freeway. You feel me?
So I was, and one day they just called me in. They was like, yeah, Tara, like, yeah, I'm catching people stealing all day. Like, I'm chasing people down the street. Like, this is, I'm damn near a police officer.
Like, your
like,
work ethic.
And then I'm going home doing hair, and then I'm still a student on top of that, so I was still going to Contra Costa. Yeah, that's my...
Talk about a bag.
I got degrees, too.
I love it. I love it here.
But I got fired. Like, for no apparent reason. They were just like, yeah, you're not really, like, doing what we need you to do. I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, but the new dude is? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay. I remember I went home. I never cry. I ain't gonna lie. Fucking cried. Because now I got rent. I got bills. I'm like, what the fuck I'm gonna do? Like, jobs don't come that fast.
I told you my saying this last month. This bitch life got hands. This bitch got hands. But sometimes,
oh God.
What's it mean? Nigga, fight back.
Man, fight I'm like, back. The only thing I knew how to do was to do hair. And I always said, when I move, I'm not doing no hair at my house. I don't want hair at my house. Guess what I did?
I made a post
on Instagram when Instagram was still a baby. And we were still like working Facebook. So I made a post on Instagram, Facebook. I'm doing sew-ins in Richmond for $65. Boom.
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 Bing fucking
bong. But before
bomb.
That, I was already doing hair. I was always already doing hair in the shop. In my cousin's shop, my cousin Hershey in Fairfield Zodiac Hair Studio. I used to work at Knockout Cuts, 15. I was in the shop working. But it's like, when I moved out on my own, now this shit is on you. I'm not buying Jordans no more because, we can't afford it. We got rent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, for me to lose that job and then them to be like, okay, bye, bitch.
It is what it is. We ain't tripping off you like
that. I made that post, $65 sew-ins. I ended up turning my dining room into a shop. I had a chair, the mat, the mirror, the dryer.
Layout.
Everything. On Fridays, I used to have fish fry Fridays. That's what I'm like, if you know about Bella Vista, then you know.
If you know, you know.
Fish fry Fridays. I'm frying fish, or one of my friends or my cousins frying a fish. I'm doing hair all night. I literally used to stand on my feet 17 hours a day. Literally.
Real one.
Literally.
So from that, it sound, like I said, the origin story, like I said, you definitely got pushed in that position to be like, oh, if y'all don't think I could do it, well, I'm going to do it on my own.
I'm not going back home.
You're not going back.
That home was a bad environment.
Right.
I'm just not going back home. I like to run my own shit.
It's not for me.
Yeah. I got this apartment. I paid this deposit. Yeah.
Okay. So, and you already touched on a couple of them, and I like to get the negative out the way first before I ask about the positive, because I want to end on a positive note. I need to hear one of them hurdles. Like, one of them hard ones. Like, was it that getting fired, or was it maybe something after that where it's just like, damn, I got to change my whole dining room into this? Or give me any other example where it's just like, I don't know if I'm gonna overcome this.
I could say like it was more of a personal, like even when I didn't think that I was a business, because I never really classified myself as a business. Right. I just did hear I'm a hustler.
Hustler, yeah.
So it's like, personally, like the relationships that I was in, yeah. Like money, I'm going to always have that. That's nothing. Like I said, I stand on my feet 17 hours a day. Like
I'll what I got to do.
I'm not tripping, but I can say like I was in a real bad relationship. Like, and I really came to like a crossroads. It was like Tara, like, okay, you that bitch. Why are you playing with yourself? And I really had to come to the realization like everything in your life needs to come full circle. Mm-hmm. Everything bounces off another thing. So it's like if I'm hurting in my relationship, my business is gonna hurt. If I'm hurting in my relationship, my family relationships are gonna hurt. So I came to that crossroad where I was like, I was all the way down, like to the ground. Yeah. Not like I said, I've always had my money straight, but it's like me personally, like I felt like I really hit a rock bottom.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, even though you're a hustler, money don't make you happy. You hustle because you know you need it.
Exactly. But
the other things always gonna play a factor.
The personal aspect, yeah. And it's like once I got out that relationship, boom,
to the moon, to the moon. Boom.
But that was really my rock bottom, like really being in a volatile relationship, that shit fuck with you.
Yeah,
like you, I lost weight.
Yeah,
I was losing like my best friends, like people that's been with me. I'm doing their hair in the bathroom at school. Like these is my girls. These are my dogs. Like I'm really losing them. Chasing what?
Right.
What am I chasing? Trying to help somebody that don't want to be helped? That's not my job. My job is to get this money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and that's real. And it's always a balance. People think personal and professional are always separate.
It's not.
It's not.
It goes hand in hand.
Everything is interconnected. Like
it very much is.
It's going to play a role. Even when you go to your regular 9-to-5 job,
yes,
you got to leave home at the door.
Yes,
you can't come in with all the bullshit you had, the argument you had, the bullshit you did,
definitely
with the drama you had with your mama, with your cousin, with your sister, with your brother.
And life is ugly. Life is ugly. There's nothing pretty about life.
One of my favorite sayings I've been saying, and I'm going to say this on the podcast now, because I believe in a higher being. I believe in stuff like that. But if God is all powerful, he's not all good. So you got to take them both.
That's too much power.
You can't just be all positive. People, why? He's not all positive. You got to take the negative. You got to take the down. You got to take the nasty. Because
he's also jealous.
Exactly. You got to take the ugly. You feel me? It comes with it. So
he'll also strike your ass down and take everything from you.
And take everything from you.
And watch you cry.
So, with all that being understood, give me one of those feel-good moments. Give me a moment where you were trying to figure something out and the light bulb clicked. And you're just like, oh, shit, I'm doing the right thing. Oh, I could get money off of this. Oh, motherfuckers fuck with me.
A few years passed. Like I said, after I left that relationship, I got a shop. I was in Richmond. I had a studio. It was a one-room studio. I had two people. It was me and somebody else. Mm-hmm. When I moved to Vallejo and I got my shop in Vallejo, the shop is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
It was more overhead. It was a challenge. Mm-hmm. So I'm at the point of where it's like, I know how to get hair money, but hair has its seasons. And that's what people don't talk about either.
Bruh, every time you say something, I just got like four more questions, but I can't do that. But go ahead.
Hair has it. You can ask me, but I mean,
it's all good.
Hair has its seasons. So what do I do in that off time? I'm just at home like,
twiddling
what am
thumbs.
I going to do? Run specials? Me, I don't run specials. And that's not to be cocky, but I don't run specials because I feel like I'm already fair. If I do run a special, it's because I'm being nice and I appreciate the people who appreciate me. That's when I'm running a special. Like I said, I got in Meek University, and when I got into her mentorship, she started bringing on different people, different entrepreneurs, people that really got their shit established already. Mm-hmm. Cause she don't play with when it comes to shit like that. When I got into mentorship and the different topics each night was a different topic.
Okay.
And it was for 30 days. It was called Get Your Shit Together.
Mm.
And she started off with taxes. And I'm like, entrepreneurs, we try to stay under the table. Then I got a different aspect. Like, no, you need to pay your taxes because you can't do this.
Instead of
this,
saying under the table, stay whatever. On top of it, man. For real.
So I'm like,
I'm learning.
I'm like, what? And then she brings somebody on there about trucking. I'm like, trucking.
Right. I do
like,
hair.
Like, yeah, I don't drive a truck. She started, her name is Jay Rich. She started talking about all the aspects of trucking. Like, what? Like, yeah, if you get your credit fixed and you can finance a truck, you finance your truck, then you can bring in $7,000 a month in your sleep.
You could have your trucking business bring you your beauty products.
Like, I'm like, what?
What in the hell?
And that's how I got the idea for the cleaning business. I always wanted a cleaning business, never knew how to start it. You talk to all the other entrepreneurs, like I said, we all in the dog eat dog world, so everything is gatekeeped. Mm. It's like, if the information is not sold, then it's not told. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I asked her, hey, you know anything about a cleaning business? I got a friend. She brought her on there. I paid for a pick your brain session with her. I want to say it was like $49. Mm-hmm. The best $49 that I ever spent in my life.
Because that $50 could turn into $50,000 if you really apply yourself.
She got a mobile laundry service. She was like, cleaning business, do the laundry. I'm like, laundry?
I ain't doing nobody laundry.
I thought about it. And then she brought on somebody with government contracting. The government contract, she exposed us to that. And she was like, don't you want to start a cleaning business? The government's always looking for people to clean.
See, like I said, it's just so many things that just show me how much of a hustler you are. Because you are in a lot of different avenues that are necessities.
You have to fulfill
hair is a barbers are never going to go out of style. The hospital's never going to, mechanics are never going to go out of style.
As an entrepreneur, you have to be in the industry that is needed.
Essential.
You have to fulfill
the pandemic
a need.
Showed us how essential workers
Everything
are.
Works.
And
yes.
Like, you have so many lanes in these, and it's so beautiful to see, and to see how you talk about it and are willing to articulate it. And like, y'all could do this too, because like you said, the thing about secret sauce is it's a secret.
Yeah.
That's why it's a secret sauce, because it's a secret. I got the sauce.
Yeah.
Here's the sauce. We can all eat.
And another thing that I think that I know this might take it another way, but it's like another thing that we got to stop thinking is that those other people got all the answers, because they don't.
They're just exploiting it better. That's all.
And other races, it's not that they have all the answers. And the black people, we don't do nothing. They just put in the work. Not saying that we don't put in the work, but they just show. They just like social media. All these years, they've been showing us the glamorous side. Like, oh, I got a house and a car. And my kids go to Harvard. But they didn't tell you that they cheated to get their kids in there. Facts. They didn't tell you that they really don't have no money in the bank. They just got an 800 credit score.
It was three families living in that house before it was just one mansion.
You can do it. You have to put in the work. Life is work. Entrepreneurship is work. If you're not willing to put in the work,
25-8.
You're not willing to put in that work, stay your ass at work.
I'm about to tat that on my chest. If you're not willing to put that in the work, stay your ass at work.
And that's real. And that's not coming down on nobody that got a 9-to-5. But
I got two of them.
If
but
you're
it's,
not
yeah,
ready
yeah.
to handle everything that all the luxuries that your job affords you, do not become an entrepreneur. It's not like that. You financial freedom, where?
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 I mean, and from our perspective, we always had to fight for our freedom. So it's just like,
we're still fighting.
Go, come on. I'm gonna take this bitch. You're not, because they're not gonna give it to you. So I'm gonna take this bitch.
Yeah. Financial freedom, it's not there.
Man. Thank you just for that perspective of the downs of the roller coaster and the ups.
Yes,
because we have to face them.
Definitely some ups.
We about and embrace them both, please, just yes. as a brand, personally as well. We all, like you said, you got to be aware, be yes. accountable. I'm in a fucked up relationship. I need to do something about it so I can
elevate.
So I can elevate other yeah. areas. Like, that's real. Self-awareness is a big thing. And to really put a ribbon and a bow on this segment, please let me know what's next, not just from the hair brand, from the laundry service, from the boutique aspect, from the palette flipping. What's next? What can the people expect? Shit, not just from us, because like I said, we've been talking. We gonna roll out some more shit. What's Wave and First Lady? Just know. But let the people know what can they expect as far as marketing, events, product, anything. Please, this is your chance. Plug the fuck up. Everything you got going on.
Well, right now I'm on my second giving back to the community event. If you guys don't know, I gave away, me and my other partners, we gave away 110 backpacks. We gave away free hair, free hairstyles, free Talk hairstyles. We had a jumper. Mm-hmm. We gave away clothes that we bought out of our own money, brand new clothes that goes into the pallet flipping. We bought a pallet. We collected donations.
Talk about the hats we wear.
We provided everything that the kids needed for back to school. We did it. So I'm about to have coats and costumes where the kids are going to get a coat and they're going to get a costume on the 29th of October. It's going to be at Meek University for 19th. I'm going to
be there. Shit, fuck it. What's the way we're going to be there? Rio, let's carve out the 29th. We'll carve it out on the schedule because we got to promote the fuck out of that because that's major.
And then it's also going to be trick or treating. So we're going to be passing out candy to the kids because they have an event downtown where all the businesses open their doors and they give back, you know, with trick-or-treating.
Hell yeah.
I'm just looking for the next business to get into. I'm actually about to get into trucking. And I'm also going to get into investment properties. I'm actually getting my credit fixed right now by Miss B. If y'all follow her, Miss B, the trapper-treneur?
That's what she called? Yes. Send her my profile because I got to talk to her about it. If you're a trapper-preneur, come on, we can work.
She is fixing my credit right now.
I need to get some financial advisors on here so we can spread that.
Oh, she's real.
Oh, please.
She's not playing with you.
Hey, me and First Lady been talking a lot of shit, bro. Just know. She's not playing.
I got another financial advisor. Her name is Ebony with Lake Consulting Firms. She's out of St. Louis, but when it comes to taxes and my money, where to put it, how to put it, she got me all the way together, and she always tell you, I'm not going to jail for you.
That's the first thing I need to hear from my lawyer or my financial advisor. I'm not going to jail for you. Just know that off the rip. That's real. We ain't in no power ghost situation to where.
And so I'm getting my credit fixed right now, and I actually been back and forth to Houston because I want to buy some property out there.
This real financial freedom over here. Fuck what Instagram talking about.
So that I can have that real like financial freedom, but I'm also willing to put in the work. And it takes money to make money. That's not just something that's made up. Yes. Like, and you're not going to see that money.
Not immediately.
Once you put that money into the business, like, just let it go, sis.
Just let it go.
Let it go.
Chalk it to the game.
It might come back, but if it don't, just chalk it up.
I love it. I love to hear it. I love to see it because it's so funny seeing what you're doing from a distance and stuff like that. Social media only shows the small window, small aspect. Yeah. So that's why I love bringing on guests, bringing on brands to really see behind what's going on in-house.
Yeah.
What's going on behind the scenes. And we could build from there. Like I said, we're a community. And that's what we're trying to do here at What's the Way. We're just trying to promote the love, the positivity of the city. We're even talking about beforehand how sick the city is just as far as the violence, the gun violence, sick. The politics, all this other shit. But now we could talk about the heads up side of the coin.
Yeah.
We could build money together. We could eat together. We could have passive income together, financial freedom together.
Yes.
It's possible. That's what we're here to provide. Shout out First Lady because like I damn near feel like after everything you just echoed and all the gems you didn't drop, you damn near a pioneer in this space. Like, and please,
thank you.
This is me giving you your flowers. Keep going. You're motivating me. You're motivating your peers, people younger, older, people you don't know that fuck with you. They see you.
Thank you.
They do see you.
Thank you.
So just know that we're here. What's the Wave definitely wants to give you your flowers. Shout out First Lady. Where can all the people find you?
Okay. You can find me at First Lady Official on all platforms. And my boutique is Ladies First Boutique. And my cleaning service is The Cleaning Lady.
It's been an episode. Like, this has been great. Thank everybody for watching, tuning in. Once again, like, share, subscribe. Tell your auntie, tell your uncle, tell your mama, tell somebody about this podcast because we're here to create and cultivate. It grows better when it's organic. That's all I say. It grows better when it's organic. Shout out to the authentic people in the circle. Once again, thank you, First Lady. This is not the last you're going to see of this partnership, this team up for sure. But other than that, thank y'all again. Be sure to follow. Watch every Wednesday. This has been another great episode of What's the Wave. And we will see y'all next Wednesday.
The thong song?
Because I'm Cisco following.
I'm trying to do something for Halloween.
Because I got the short hair, so
you can pull it off right now. This is a
time. I'm going to have my barber spray my hair silver.
You're going to come straight. silk.
The whole Thong Song video, how he had like the white on.
White on white.
With the Air Forces, and he had it like bedazzled with the big ass collar. Like, I already got that like going on. Like, I gotta order my dragon piece. Like, the whole shit. I put the dragon on the pants. He had the pants like,
I'm gonna have to represent. Cause I remember I said I was gonna be Usher from the, from what video?
You want to share the, you want to shape the,
I know, I can't do that though. I can't do that though. I can't go ball chinny, and I ain't gonna lie, I can't go ball chinny.
You know who you can be? Swiss Beats.
Swizzy! Yeah.